Hey, you are listening to The Workplace Leader. This is the podcast where we go behind the scenes of corporate real estate, talking to industry experts about how they shape the next generation workplace.
I'm your host, Sabine M., and today we are covering some of the highlights from our first season. This best-of episode looks at the specifics of decision-making in corporate real estate.
I would say corporate real estate is pretty risk adverse and wants a lot of data to back up any decision, which I completely understand. And I'm all about evidence and data to inform decision making. But I think there becomes a, like you said, a lot of chefs in the kitchen. There is, I think, a bit of a thing that happens where everyone settles on the middle and the safe idea or the incremental change, not the revolutionary change, or a really new innovative idea, and kind of taking a step, like, yes, we have the data, but there's a little bit of hypothesis and something that we can't prove until we test it or we try it. And taking that leap of faith, I think, is really hard for the corporate real estate as a community and a culture to do. And they're always looking around, what is everyone else doing? Okay, we're either going to lean into that or we're going to say, no, we're going to do it our way. But it just feels generally safe. And so it's really exciting to see someone go completely different, like a different angle.
I think the most difficult decisions are in the context of, is the decision going to help SAP or to help individual, right? It's very often you have this challenge of personal perception versus what really is the right thing. And I believe that's where the challenge is in making sure that it's actually not a difficult decision anymore, right? How to prepare the decision in a way that the decision maker does not need to be in such a situation. That's difficult, and that's where a challenge is. But I believe right now for me personally, in regards of, for example, workplace, how is the future, is to make the decision, how will the future look like, right? We are in such an unpredictable world that makes it very difficult to build tangibles about, oh yeah, this is going to be the right size for our portfolio moving forward. This is going to be the right working concept. There's a lot of things we just don't know. And we don't know how we are going to be working in a year from now. It's literally unpredictable.
But when it comes to the actual decision makers, obviously as a big corporate function, it's CFO. He's got the wallet, he's got the credit card, and it needs to go through all the levels until it hits corporate real estate. So when it comes to making decisions, obviously, you know, as we read in several papers, it's all about the mandate given, but you don't have the wallet to make the decision locally. Yeah. So there is a gap between the CFO saying that, you know, we need to save money on our portfolio. And he's pointing at corporate real estate saying, look, it's your task to make sure that we optimize the portfolio. But when it comes to actually doing stuff with the portfolio, we need to ask for permission. And that's, you know, three or four steps along the way. And in the middle, you have another management level, which is in between, because they don't have the interest of the CFO, but they don't have the interest of the real estate portfolio either, which means that they have their own KPIs that they follow, which means that, again, you know, it involves not just many people, but it involves different levels. So that complicates decisions as well, being corporate real estate in a large global company.
Looking at the benefits that it's bringing back to the business by making this real estate decision, right? It could be a relocation, right? Does it make sense? Does it make commercial sense? Does it make experience sense? Does it make overall, when you look at it in the long term, what's the return on investment? And I've got to be able to drive that outcome from the business case that I'm building. And I don't think it's any different from any business case, even when you look at it from a tech perspective, purchase of new technology for an organization, or the decision to open a new business or branch in one market. It's the same type of business case that we would have to be able to put at the table from a board perspective, regardless of which way you're looking at it. I don't think they differ in any sense, and it would really need to line up with the priorities of the organization. So are we making strategic pitches from a real estate perspective that supports the overall strategy of an organization?
If we're talking about growth of an existing team, then the headcount is driven by, again, sales. Get that they kind of get their account managers in, and then followed by the success teams. And then again, those numbers are worked through with our HR team, signed off by finance, and then we work closely with the individual leaders in those regions to work out what the numbers are, and through to a certain point, and then we help accommodate that. And that's a real challenge for us sometimes, because where I suppose where we have found difficulty as our team is finance have maybe assigned an extra 10 people to X region, but the leader of that region will say, well, yes, we've had 10 people approved, but I know that we're going to be 15 by the end of the year, or 20 people. And then we suddenly get into, okay, so how much space do we really need to look for here? And so that's not an easy point. And I suppose that's where the flexible sort of providers come in hand, in that we don't get tied down for any prolonged period of time, and providing that obviously we're only increasing our size, then they're happy to help accommodate us. So it's a constantly moving jigsaw puzzle for us right now. And
say these are risk averse, safe ideas and decisions. Like, of course, one needs to have data for informed decision making, but there is a risk to focus on collecting data instead of making sense of it. As my colleague once has wisely said, it's very unlikely you will have all the possible data. And if you have it already, it's probably too late to make it actionable, to take an innovative, proactive decision. It will be a reaction by when you have it all. So I guess there will always be some uncertainty left.
That means you have to be brave in order to achieve things. You will, in a corporate environment, always meet resistance. Yeah? And you're always also, there are thousands of reasons why not to do things. And yes, mentally, in corporate real estate, the business is always on the stronger side. Yeah? And if you have a sales manager and country MD, if he is not convinced, he can kill your initiatives. Unless you're brave enough to stand up for your visions. That means sometimes, sorry to say, you have to break resistance.
Challenges are always kind of very similar. Can't predict the future. Real estate is an asset that you buy long. And with these high growth companies, there's just so much volatility around growth. You just don't know where they're going to be. So I think agility is key. Historically, commercial real estate assets are not something that's considered agile, you know?
Well, and it really helps also if you can, as you evolve too, and you do things like open part of a campus like we are, you can realize, okay, maybe we have 4 buildings on our headquarter and maybe we only need 3 going forward. Well, that's an opportunity to reduce your portfolio, to reduce costs and redeploy that money to improving the space that you retain. Because it's easy to say, I'm going to fund this by saving this, yeah. Right? And so I think that's where we're also waiting for the data of user behavior to see how much space do we need so that we can make some decisions and then again, that's a time thing. When do the leases roll? When is there a sales opportunity? We lease most of our portfolio, so it's mostly when leases roll. That's when you have the opportunity to free up that investment and redeploy it.
Thanks for listening. We will soon be back for more. In the meantime, go visit our blog and have a look at some of the other topics we have covered. Or stay tuned for the next episodes of The Workplace Leader.